this letter of James. It's such a clear and strong advice, isn't it? This is the kind of teaching. Oh, Kevin, I meant to welcome you first. How's Mary Lou?
She's home, comfortable, waiting to go home.
Okay. So let's keep praying for Mary Lou. I remember the first masses here she organized for the women's group 100 years ago now. Anyway, we'll keep praying for her. So James, take an example of hardship and patience, brothers and sisters, the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Indeed, we call blessed those who have persevered. Now, you have heard of the perseverance of Job, and you have seen the purpose of the Lord, because the Lord is compassionate and merciful. But above all, brothers and sisters, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or by any other oath. Let your yes be yes, and your no mean no, so that you do not incur condemnation. That's very profound, you know. We insist and we swear and we do all that when we're not exactly telling the truth. You know, if we're just telling the truth, we can let it stand by itself. And so our insistence, you see, is betrays us. We're getting close to the end of the letter of James now. We come to this famous text here about divorce. Is it lawful for a husband to divorce his wife? Now, they were testing him because there were many opinions in Israel at this time about what degrees and how many times and all that sort of thing. What did Moses command you? Moses permitted a husband to write a bill of divorce and dismiss her. Jesus told them, because of the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this commandment. You're too selfish to sustain a lifetime of mutual forgiveness, of love, of, you see. But that's what brings you closer to me. And so, he said, in the beginning it wasn't like that. God made them male and female, and destined them to be together and to be the source of a family. And marriage nowadays is such a bondage, the profligacy. It's, you know, people just don't. And we have to help them. We have to really help them. They have the wherewithal. The Pope John Paul used to speak of any marriage as a natural sacrament. Any man and woman marrying anywhere in the world, two Hindus, two, is still revealing Christ in the church. It's a sacramentum. And so there is the power of the sacrament. Because that's God's plan. Why? Because that reveals God. First, he never divorces us, does he? No matter what we do, he never divorces us. He's always there pursuing us so he can take us back. And marriage is supposed to be that one of the sacramenta that reveal that love of God. And it provides a place for children to grow and to know that stability and to know that sacramentum. The disciples are a little upset about this. I don't think they all were looking for divorces from their wives, but they were a little upset. This is really tough. And he said, whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. Pretty clear. Now, and if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery. So she can commit adultery too, which is in a very man-centered world that wasn't always taken into account. Now, what about all the dispensations? You see, it's the church looking for some mercy that still is obedient to the Lord. And it's tricky. There can be people who have a lot of money and get a hold of a bishop, and he says, your marriage is annulled, or they send it to Rome. And the popes have gotten pretty mad about that. Why? Because a man and a woman who are faithful to each other, who love each other, who care for their children, reveal God the Father. And those children grow up knowing somewhere that there's something so solid that it can't change. God. And that's important. And so you see how everything that touches on sexuality has to be right, or the nation falls apart. And you see now the unchastity in this country portrayed in the movies, and the uncertainty. The kids are quick to pick this up, like in a public grammar school. My parents are not religious, so I'm not sure how long they're going to stay together. And that's why the Lord said a marriage reflects the relationship between the Father and me. It's supposed to be that solid and supposed to be that source of grace. Is that tough? Yeah. Once in a while. When I made my vows, it was the same thing. Would it be tough sometimes? Yeah. But it reveals something of God, and it establishes something in us. And that's important. So we should pray for marriages today. How many people don't even know this? And they're floating around out there with no sense of belonging. And no sense, my husband's never going to leave me, my wife's never going to leave me. And therefore, my parents are never going to leave me. It's that reflection of God that is meant to be. And that's why the Lord is so tough here. Because this is the will of the Father, that marriage, as I have made it, reflect the stability, the love, the forgiveness of my own heart.